Nice flight, Hannah.
Thank you.
Suzanne Phillips from the Challenger Learning Center is coordinating the class. It meets twice a week through the Kenai Peninsula Middle College, a program that allows high school students from River City Academy in Soldotna to earn college credit before they graduate through Kenai Peninsula College. 9 students from that program are currently enrolled in the drone course.
So I'm trying to get everyone out. My goal is at least about 2 hours of flight time for everybody. You know, it's cold and matching schedules is a little bit challenging at times.
That's why Phillips and 11th grader Hannah Crabtree are flying a Phantom 4 drone Thursday on the Kenai Peninsula College campus. Crabtree's working the drone from a remote control with a screen that looks through the drone's camera.
As soon as I came to the first class, I knew I loved it. It was so much fun. Just flying a drone, you feel free. You feel like, you know, you're a bird and you can look in the camera, see the pictures and see what other people have done with the drones, what you can do with the drones, and how it can help other people.
The Challenger Learning Center has 5 of those drones. When it's cold, like it is Thursday, the battery life can be about 20 minutes. Aircraft can move in many directions and take photos of the scenes below. But the class isn't all flying practice. There's also classroom time to learn about where pilots are licensed to fly. For example, the area near the Kenai Airport is off limits. Phillips, who got her drone certification online, teaches lessons on flight weather and the physics of flight. They've also had guest speakers who work with drones in their day-to-day careers.
Most of the people we talked to didn't have a program at all 5 years ago, and now they've got, you know, huge programs. So it is growing very, very quickly, and it's going in all directions. It's really kind of surprising to me the things it just keeps popping up into.
In Alaska, local utilities like Homer Electric Association use drone technology to check on their lines and for heat loss. The University of Alaska Fairbanks has been part of multiple studies involving drones.
The limit is pretty much your imagination. We have some guys talk to us from the police department out in Rochester, New York, who use it for search and rescue and to recon areas that they're gonna have to go into when they're not sure what they're walking into, things like that. They use them for crime scene and for accident reconstruction purposes. Most of the oil companies out here have people that they'll work with that use it for gas abatement, so they can identify hot spots and where gas is leaking.
Phillips says she's excited about all the possibilities. As part of the class, students can get their commercial drone license, called a Part 107.
Pretty much you find out what you're interested in and then figure out how you could use a drone to do it. Obviously, lots of people use them in photography. There's a photographer in Soldotna that does stuff with them. I just started doing this, and a friend of mine who has been a videographer at NASA for years is now moving into this and is actually a drone footage person for the New Orleans Saints.
Crabtree says she knew drones existed before, but she didn't know the full scope of what could be done with them. Last week, when a landslide shut down part of the Sterling Highway, her mom sent her an aerial picture she saw of the landslide, taken with a drone.
Because we were stuck on the other side. And so I was like, oh, this is so much fun. I could totally get into doing this.
Phillips says there's still a bit of stigma surrounding drones.
A lot of people still have this idea that if you're flying a drone around your spine, oh.
She says it's important for people who fly them to counteract that stigma by flying responsibly. She says that's a component she teaches her students, too. The program is only a few weeks into its first ever semester, but the Challenger Learning Center is already looking ahead to offering it again next semester to another group of students. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.